Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Okay, it's time to see if we can crown ourselves a Music Master. First up, first to step up to the plate, first to bat, first on the tee. Oh, stop. It's Barry McDonough. Hey, Barry.
Good evening. How are you?
Not bad at all, yourself?
Not too bad, thank you.
Are you in your holidays?
Just off, yes.
Nice. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Down to Lahinch for the weekend.
That is the way. Down to Lahinch. Relax. Are you going to do it when you're down there in particular?
Oh, just the usual things. Probably the clubs some more at some point.
Nice. Got to be done. I'm going to declare to myself this summer. I can't wait to do it all. Anyway, let's see if we can send you down with the crown of a Music Master on the top of your head. Are you ready to give it a bash?
Let's go.
Let's do it, Barry.
Round one.
So you must choose your category now, Barry. You can have one of three. I'll give them to you now. You decide which one you want. The biggest star. Big rigs. Or what are you looking at? What do you like?
Both the first one.
The biggest star. Okay. The biggest star is, of course, our sun. And these are all questions about sunshine songs. So hopefully that's what you'll have all weekend in Lahinch. And let's see how you do with 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. In the house of the rising sun, where is the house? Say again. Barry.
Go ahead, move on.
Okay, New Orleans. Cream had a song about the sunshine of your... Anthon Barry? Is Barry's phone working? Is your phone working, Barry?
It is.
I don't know if it is. I hope it is. Was Blister in the Sun a hit for the Violent Femmes or the Peaches?
Peaches.
It wasn't. It was Violent Femmes. Natasha Bedingfield had a song about a what full of sunshine?
Oh, pass.
Pocketful. Who was Walking on Sunshine a hit for?
No,
Katrina and the Waves. Okay, finish the Len lyric. I know it's up for me. If you steal my sunshine, is the answer to that one. Now, come here. I'm going to go back to the second one because I'm not sure. I just couldn't hear your answer. So, Cream had a song about sunshine of your. It's like the phone gods are taking you away from me just when I asked that particular question. Spell it out for me there. Maybe they'll let us do that.
H-E-A-R-T.
Sunshine of your heart. No, sunshine of your love. Okay. Barry, that's a big fat zero there, unfortunately. But let's jump into the bonus round. We can still score 3 points.
Get up.
Bonus round.
If your phone will let us. Okay, so we got songs that are still about sunshine. And I'm going to play chopped up tunes. So these are songs that have been chopped up into little bits, rearranged. They're like a bad jigsaw. And you've got to work out what they are. I need artist and title of each one. So try this one.
Awesome for me. Doing the best. Someone you'll see me know.
What's that?
George Ezra, is it?
Yeah, George Ezra. Yeah, what's the song?
No, not there.
I
can't see it.
I'll be riding it. Shotgun is that one. Shotgun.
Yeah.
Okay, try this one.
It's all right, darling. The smile's returning.
What's that?
Again, I know what.
It's, you're not giving me an answer, no?
Oh, I know what.
All right, it's the Beatles and Here Comes the Sun. Okay, get this one.
Daisy Dukes, Ricky.
What's that one?
Kitty Perry.
Yeah. Her most sunshiny one. Go on, Barry. The whole country's willing you.
Airworks.
What's your answer?
Airworks, no.
No, it's California Girls. Well, Barry, as they say sometimes in radio quizzes, they just didn't suit you. Come here. Thanks so much for playing. We will send you off with the Dave Moore mug even before John. Unless John comes on and scores zero as well. It's possible. So, Barry, sit tight for a second. You never know. We might go to a tiebreaker. But you're going to Lahinch in your holidays, so that's got to be a bonus.
No bother, thank
you. All right, Barry, nice one. Talking in a few minutes.
Music Master on
Right, Barry managed to get himself a score of zero, which means John's got a little bit of work to do. How are you, John?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
John Craven.
Yeah.
Are you old enough to get the John Craven reference that most people my age will get?
Well, this is exactly it. People generally give away their age when they make fun of me for that.
So John Craven, for the young people in the room, I'm looking at Carl and Maria here. John Craven was the newsreader on, I guess, Children's News Round on BBC when we were kids in the 80s. And
John Craven's News Round, yeah.
Yeah, and wasn't his daughter then do something as well?
I don't know. But you still see him on Country File with his lovely
jumper. Oh, Country File, he's on there. He had a great voice, in fairness, John Craven. He still does, obviously. Anyway, what matters is your voice, John, and it answering questions in Music Master. Barry got a score of zero, so you're starting from scratch. Two categories to choose from.
Okay.
Round one.
You can't have the biggest star, which was the Sunshine Songs, that's hard to say, that Barry chose, but you can have either Big Rigs or What Are You Looking At?
Go for What Are You Looking At.
What Are You Looking At? Right, well, I hope you know things about Madonna, because these are all questions about the world of Madonna, okay? 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Complete the song title, Papa.
Don't Preach.
Yes. Madonna's Hung Up featured a sample of Gimme, Gimme, Gimme by who?
Oh, I don't know.
ABBA. And I Feel Like I Just Got Home is a lyric from which song?
Oh, Dave.
Pass that one. Okay, Ray of Light. The song Beautiful Stranger featured on the soundtrack to which groovy comedy film?
Austin Powers.
Yes. All of My People on the Floor, Let Me See You Dance is a lyric from Me Against the Music. Who is the other artist it was performed with?
Pass.
Britney. True or false, Mike Tyson featured on one of Madonna's songs.
It sounds crazy enough to be true.
It is true. What line comes next? Because we are living in a material world.
And I am a material girl.
Yeah, which Don McLean song did Madonna cover in 2000?
American Pie.
Yes. American Woman is a hit single from the co-writer of Justify My Love. There's the drums. A five, John.
Not bad at all. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, listen, you're more of a Madonna expert than you knew. Let's do the bonus round and see how you do.
Okay.
Bonus round.
Okay, obviously, these are in the world of Madonna, these songs.
Okay.
But they are chopped up tunes. So you're going to have to try and identify them. I need artist and title of each one. They're not going to be Madonna songs. They're going to be people in Madonna's world, if that makes sense. So what about this one? Any idea?
Yeah, pass.
Justin Timberlake and Mirrors, a man who duetted with Madonna. Okay, try this one.
That sounded Christina Aguilera.
It is. What's the name of the song?
Oh, I think it was Genie in a Bottle.
You're absolutely right. It is. Well done. You got your point for that. And what about this one? I heard you saying the answer to the artist there, but give us it again.
Ricky Martin and Living La Vida Loca.
That's it. You're going to get 2 points extra on that. Well done. So 5 plus 2 gives you a score of 7, which takes you through to the final. Well done, John Craven. Barry, are you there? Your phone is still being as kind to us, I see. Well, Barry, we're going to send you out the Dave Moore mug. You can enjoy a cup of tea out of that when you get back from your holidays in La Hinch, all right?
Thank you very much.
No worries, Barry. Have a great time. John.
Well done, Barry.
It's now time for you to be a music master. We're going to get you into the final round in a couple of minutes and see if you've got what it takes.
Final round.
In this final round, John, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. Okay. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, all right?
Yeah, okay.
The year is 1945. The place is Port Arthur in Texas in the USA. And the lyric is, "But when you hold me in your arms, I'll sing it once again." Anything?
No, I can't.
Damn. It was this lady. Peace of My Heart by Janis Joplin was who we were looking for today. Janis Joplin. Well, listen, I can't crown you Music Master, John, but I will send you out a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and you can take them away, listen to whatever you like on that, all right?
Ah, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Nice one, John. Enjoy the weekend.
And you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.